Why, hello there. Where are you heading at this time of night? Doesn't the nighttime frighten you? Why not? Well, because bad people or creatures tend to lurk around these times. Oh, indeed. Me? No, not really. But you? I'm a bit concerned about. Well, of course I am. Especially with how adorably cute you look and how good. No. How delicious you smell. It can be dangerous out here for you. Are you sure you've heard about me? Who do you think I am? What have you heard? Well, they got most of that right. More like 205, though. Correct. 205 years old. That makes me a what? The look on your face is... What's that in your hand? Let me give you a little advice, darling. Never try to fight a vampire. There we go. There is that heartbeat I was waiting for. That blood pumping, that fear traveling through your veins. Do not try to scream, my dear cupcake. You only tire yourself out. You know what? You know who I am, but I don't even know your name. What do they call you? Well, I believe Cupcake is truly the perfect name for you because of how sweet you smell. So I will call you this instead. Kill you? No, actually. I've quite enjoyed our time together thus far, so I think I would rather have a little taste now and possibly save some for another date. But your skin is so soft from the middle of your chest to the side of your neck. Oh, definitely not sure if I'll be able to stop once I've started. Here, hold my handkerchief, why don't you? You're gonna need it later. Relax, my sweet. That was only my tongue that grazed your neck. But now it is time for the best part. I hate interruptions. It seems as though I must go. Oh, no. Hold on to that for me. I'll retrieve it when I actually am able to partake in you. I'll do my sweet cupcake.